Hi there, you're listening to Fuck It, I'm Starting a Business. My name's Hannah and welcome to episode 50. This is a landmark episode without a doubt, and so this episode comes with a twist. I've teamed up with Tamond Bailey, who is the podcast host of Thought Acceleration, and it's really cool because we're going to talk about roadblocks and dealing with them. Now, Tamond, he's going to jump straight in after this into his experience and what he does, but he's from a sales background, and we're going to talk about it in terms of life and entrepreneurship, and hopefully it'll be just like having you guys at the table, and yeah, we get deep, but we bash it out, and we have some practical tips too for you guys, so check it out. It's an awesome episode.
And for your fans, my name is Tamond Bailey. I am the creator of Thought Acceleration, which is a podcast to help people innercise, because we get a lot of exercise and we're told to exercise, but we don't work on our inner faculties. So this is the roadmap to help entrepreneurs, business owners, learn about the things that they have to overcome within themselves to earn success. And my background is I was a biology major, kind of different from the business side of it, but I've always had a hankering for business and primarily in sales. I currently work for the sales company Aptiv, pest control company, where we were mentioned in Forbes. And what we're doing is pretty much, we're expanding across the U.S. and I'm happy to be a part of a winning team. So what we have for the listeners is a bit of knowledge on roadblocks. That's what we're going to title this episode, because there's something that we all run into, and this is where Henna and I definitely have linked and shared stories where we can relate. So let's just jump right into it. The first roadblock, I want to like kind of just describe in our own words, what's a roadblock? So how would you describe a roadblock in your own words, Hannah?
Ah, such a good question. Well, I think roadblocks, I see them as points where obviously you stumble, you get stuck, you get paralyzed, and you start to question yourself and what's around you. And it also starts to impact your relationships with other people. So that's how I see roadblocks. And I think I come across them like daily, sometimes weekly, definitely. But yeah, a lot.
Very relatable. I would say so. Roadblocks are necessary. For me, they're necessary. They're almost like a feedback mechanism to let me know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. But by all means, they're not comfortable. They do hinder positive moods. They hinder the positive state that we all like to be in. They pop up for me, like you said, daily, and they're a constant battle. They're mostly in my mind. I would say they're external, but my willingness to overcome them, that's all mental. So those are roadblocks, and we're definitely gonna talk about it. And I think the first type of roadblock that we pop, that tends to pop up when we want to do something, or maybe we're just starting out and we don't know this entrepreneurship thing, we don't know this business thing, but failure is the first thing that we run into. And would you say that you're a person that has failed?
Yeah. A lot. Yeah. 100%. Failure is something I'm very good at. Not winning. I think the only medal I've ever achieved was when I got joint third place and there was only four people in the competition. So yeah, that's driving test, failed three times. Karate, failed three times. Failed my high school examination to get in, but they somehow let in a few people after people dropped out. So yeah, I'm fairly, I know failure.
Familiar with failure. Okay, fair enough. What did you go through? Like, what was your mindset as you failed those things? Was it more so oh, this hurts, I can't believe I'm failing? Or was it like, okay, you know, I failed a lot, so is it, it's not really too much for me to handle? What would you say?
Do you know what? I loved how you said when you were talking about roadblocks and you're talking them, you're basically describing them as feedback loops.
Yeah.
And now that after you've said that, I'm like, yeah, actually, that's what they are. They're sometimes feedback loops, and sometimes they appear in the shape of a mirror, or, you know, a choice that you made in the past, or, you know, they come up in various different forms. And I think there is a certain, the more you fail, the easier it does kind of get. But what I would say is that failure comes in different forms. So you can have a financial failure, and then you can experience a failure within your relationships. And even if it's something which you're kind of used to, the shock of failing and everything that comes with it is still pretty harsh. But it's a reality for sure.
Okay. No, I definitely relate to that. It's failure. I can't, you know, say that it's something that I've mastered. And I can't say that I always look at it as feedback when it's happening, you know?
That would be amazing if you did. Like,
oh,
and also
goodness,
failure's part of life.
I would have a rock star mindset. And it's something that I just know that I to anticipate it now, so it can hurt less. Mm-hmm. I think when it comes to failure, what we tend to do is we tend to take it as a sign almost that we're not supposed to do that one thing. And I used to be that way. I failed in relationships. I failed in academics and just different things like that. But, you know, I learned that really failure is the only way to learn to do something, because when you start, you know, I'm taking this example from someone else, but when you start to ride a bike, you have to learn how not to ride a bike to ride a bike. You have to know, okay, yeah, I can't do this, I can't do that. And that's really the only way we can go about learning something.
Yeah, I hear you. And actually, yeah, I see what you're saying. So with riding a bike is when you're kind of starting from something and then you're going to tip off. I guess it also depends on how you define failure, right? As well.
Right. Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Like when you're like, sometimes you'll put it as, okay, I'm learning to ride a bike, so I'm going to fall off. And then, or you could be somebody who's really hard on yourself and do the other extreme and be like, why am I not getting this? Everyone else can ride their bikes and I can't. Therefore, I'm failing at this.
So, yeah, that actually takes us to the next point when it comes to roadblocks. And it's the mental framing and your self-perception during a roadblock. So you're saying that if you're a person, if we're keeping that bike analogy going, if you're a person that, you know, you just tend to, if you know that what it takes, you know what it takes to accomplish that feat or to accomplish that task, it's almost like you have power in the failure, because you know that, okay, you know, dude, I'm going to scrape my knees a couple times. That's just inevitable. I'm going to get hurt, but I know that this is what it looks like. This is what this growth or developing this skill looks like. And tell us a little bit about that. What do you think about the mental framing and what it takes mentally when you're going through failure and you're sitting in it?
I think it's if you can get that mindset quickly where you're, I wouldn't say expecting failure, because I feel like today failure is so glamorized, especially in entrepreneurship. You know, you hear all these stories about, oh, I lost X amount of money and then I climbed up and now look at my story and now I've done incredibly well. Or I was homeless for, you know, a few years and sleeping out of bins. And it's like, everything sounds good in retrospect, but that wasn't the situation at the time. So I just feel like the whole romanticization of failure has become quite fashionable now as well. But in terms of, so I would say never like expect it or want it, but in terms of what you're saying, it reminds me of this quote that Tony Robbins says, which when I just heard this, it stuck with me, like it landed in me. And it is, our biggest problem in life is thinking that we shouldn't have problems or something like that. And as soon as you just accept that things are going to happen and things aren't going to go your way, like you're talking about, back to the bike analogy, you are probably going to fall off. It's unlikely you're going to ride first time or even your 20th time to the end of the road without, you know, needing to stop or hold on to anything. And as soon as you get that, then you definitely, it just, I think it makes you freer. It just releases that stress and that hate that you put on yourself and that frustration, and you can just actually be present as well. And as they say, enjoy the process too.
Enjoy the process. I relate. And that Tony Robbins quote definitely hit home. I also heard that one. And just to reiterate, yeah, you know, we do, it's almost like we're convinced, and I'm not sure who's the source or what's the source, that we're supposed to live this clean life. It's, we're not supposed to have any scrape or anything like that. But that if we can relate this back to, you know, the entrepreneurship and the business, what I've experienced as far as mentally framing during the roadblock is I can't trust my own thinking during it. Because if I put so much meaning into what I'm feeling and thinking while it's happening, well, I'll find every excuse to quit, you know, because then I'm telling myself this sad story. I'm playing the world's smallest violin in my head. And
I love playing the world's smallest violin for myself. We have a full-on orchestra going half the time. But
right, because we're so eloquent when it comes to painting the picture of our suffering. And I like how you said, you know, don't expect failure. Don't romanticize it. Because when we do, we're playing the victim role. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, 100%. It's so surprising how many people I hear when they're starting a business and they want that rags to riches tale. And it's like, failure's going to come, but it's not going to come in a shape which you want. It's not going to turn up in, you know, at your door in the way that you expect, where it's like, oh yeah, and then this happened and that happened. No, when it comes, it's going to kick you really, really hard. So yeah, don't create issues for yourself because it's almost a guarantee. It will come eventually. Yeah, and if it doesn't come, then you, as J.K. Rowling, I listened to this speech from her and it is incredible. I really, really recommend it. It is called The Benefits of Failure. And it's a speech she did at a graduation ceremony in the US. And she says in there that if you have lived your life so cautiously that you have not failed, then you by default have failed.
Wow.
So yeah, it's coming for us all.
That's it. I take away from that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a mouthful. I take away from that if you're not trying, you know, you don't have to try to romanticize and have to have it look like someone else. And we do have a lot of people we may idolize who have this rags to riches story in business or in any field that we want. But our story by definition will not look like their story. So we have to sometimes get out of our own head. We have to sometimes stop trying to make it look like this and fit this mold, because that is out of our control. I can give you a prime example. Is I'm in sales. So when I'm selling to a customer, there is more times than not where the customer says not interested. And that's just life. We get rejected. We get turned down. So to make a business out of it, I had to develop a certain mental skill. And I talked about it in some of my episodes. And it's where you do not trust your own thinking. And you simply reject the thoughts that are presently entering your head. But one step further is you understand that your brain is an organ. It secretes thoughts. So those thoughts that are present, you just have to acknowledge. You don't have to give it an emotional charge, right? Not everything deserves your emotional charge. So during failure, there's going to be things that that ask of you, you know, emotions, and maybe it causes anger and causes doubt. But if you can stay on that even path where, you know, I'm going to get this task done, and yeah, I'm going to feel some things and I'm going to think some things, but that's just my brain doing what it does. I think that's a part of the anticipation process.
That's really cool. So you basically, I don't want to say like objectified, but I feel like that's kind of what's happened, is you've given all the processes a place.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. And said, okay, this is happening, but this isn't really real. And the real fact is, and you've decided those things beforehand. How did that come about? How, like, when did you start doing that?
Yeah, so that came about when I would say I was actually doing door-to-door sales, and I was on a street. I was on one street, and, you know, I got to go knock on so many doors on the street. And I was getting the same response from people. It was like not interested because maybe a competitor or someone else approached them and, you know, got their business. And I started to get down on myself as I would hear the same thing. But it didn't matter what I heard. It was the fact of I was getting rejected. That was the overarching thing. So I got rejection after rejection after rejection. And the life lesson in there, I realized that I can quit. I can go home today. You know, I was thinking to myself, I could go home, and, you know, no one would tell me anything. They would understand that I could say, you know, from my perspective, no one on the street wants what I have. And, you know, no one would have argued. But what I did was the great thing is I decided to go and knock on one more door. When that urge to quit, when I was failing came about, I decided to just try it one more time. And that next person, surprisingly enough, said, hey, yeah, let's do it. I'm signing up. I like what you got. So what that told me is that it doesn't matter what dialogue is going on in my head. It's so subjective. It has nothing to do with what's really happening. So I learned to, you know, my thoughts lost credibility in that day. And it was a beautiful thing because my thoughts aren't the end all of what's happening. You know, I don't have the final say. So that's where I discovered that.
That's really cool. I feel like I'm going through something where I'm facing quite a few roadblocks. So for any of my listeners, they might know that I've been, well, actually exciting, it's my 50th podcast episode.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, I know, this is gonna be it, which is awesome. But I've been going for a while on this journey, and I've been working on this product, and I was testing it, and I did a business plan, and I followed through the various steps. And like I said, I'm familiar with failure, so I'm okay with it. But I have noticed that because I have come across quite a few roadblocks, whether they're financial to some extent, although I have a lot of gratitude because I'm in the UK. It's, you know, we're quite well looked after here. We have NHS and various things. So it's never huge financial issues. But yeah, not being able to expand as much as I want or do what I want. Mm-hmm. And then from issues I've had with developers that I've been working with, it's created a lot of roadblocks. I've been ripped off. I've been, and it's stalled the product launching. And therefore, I'm working. I've got this business, which I've tested and everything else. But the truth is that I've not been able to launch how I want to launch. Mm. And yeah, that's something which I'm dealing with. And I'm having to not get stalled or paralyzed or, you know, all these other things that I'm facing, these blocks now that are coming in, and still keep persevering. Because like you said, the truth is I can pack this up. There's nothing stopping me. But it's just that desire for the goal, right? You need something that drives you.
Right. It's
that purpose.
That's going to, and you know, that perfectly brings us to the next point of perseverance. And what you just shared, thank you for sharing, is pretty much live on the scene, live on the set of what's happening in your business and in your life and how you're dealing with roadblocks. And what a listener can take away is that she's acknowledging that, you know, or you're acknowledging that you've been ripped off or you've ran into failure. And you know, those are just words you said, but there's so many emotions I know that came behind that. That could easily have derailed you and, you know, like had it told you to pack it up. But what is it in that makes you want to keep going, or what do you have to say on perseverance towards the listeners?
Well, the first thing is now other failures in my life, if you like, or failures is such a big word, but other stumbling blocks and issues, I'm now starting to understand them because they have given me this strength. I'm not that put off by them. I have the patience to deal with them. And that comes from that embarrassment and all those processes you go through when you fail on some level publicly. So that's the first thing. The second thing is I told every single person about my business. So when people ask, how are things going? It is this cringy feeling, but there is that slight, do you know what? If I'm going to fail or this is not going to work, then gosh, I'm at least going to launch and fail. I'm not going to fail in these stages. I'm going to at least try and give it my best shot because at the end of the day, I'm accountable to myself. So that's the other thing. Okay, things aren't going great, but it's okay. We will make it through. And then the last bit, I guess, with, you know, and it's a conversation which I have with myself regularly is, okay, why are we doing this? Because if the perseverance and that bit isn't there, then this will all collapse. And I realize that it's not the business idea that I'm in love with. It's not going to change the world. But what I'm realizing is that the process is bringing so much out of me.
Wow.
And I'm concentrating on a different aspect of it. I feel like maybe I'm being, you know, ripped off, etc., but I'm also learning how to be more assertive or how to negotiate better or ask the right questions and pick up on things. And these are tools which, whether I like it or not, but they're going to equip me for the next phase or the next thing in my life. And these are things that I need to go through because they're not coming out of nowhere, you know? So yeah. I'm trying to listen, trying to take it in. But I think what I would say to anyone who's going through this and listening to this is really have a good look at why you're doing this. And if you are struggling, look at look at the bigger picture. How is this going to fit into your life? What's happening to you as a person? How is this molding and shaping you? And hopefully there might be some kind of drive in there. What does the end picture look like for you as a person? And that can hopefully help in carrying through. That's what I'm doing anyways.
And doing successfully, I might add, you know, when you were saying that, I had the urge to snap because when a person's giving some good knowledge, I come from a background where I did spoken word and we would snap. And goodness, I would be snapping throughout all of
that. What's snap?
What'd you say?
What is snap?
Snapping my fingers. Like,
oh.
So instead of clapping, like snapping means that, ooh, you're saying some juicy words.
Nice.
So,
oh, I like that. Never heard that before.
Wow, I like what you said when you said it's equipping you with learning how to be more assertive. That was a very specific one, but would you agree that you wouldn't have learned that lesson if that roadblock didn't present itself?
So, 100%, and I still don't think I have. That's why the same roadblock keeps appearing, I guess, in different ways, right? Goodness.
Right. It's a lesson. It's ultimately these roadblocks, these hard challenges, it is to shape and it's to mold. And I see it. I see it. And as I talk to you, I know we're doing this for our listeners, but you're getting me hype. You know, your story is inspiring.
I was being truthful. I was sharing. I felt like saying it. It was one of those moments today where I was just like, damn, here we are doing this, trying. And yeah. And then I was like, but we're on a journey. And I say we. I always refer to my business as we. It's really just me, but I see every single person who contributes, who listens, who I speak to, it's all we. Nothing is done by yourself. Oh. So I'm like, we're on this journey and we're going to keep going. We're going to see what keeps happening.
Yeah.
It's a ship.
Yeah, that's exactly how I refer to my podcast and my business as well. Because it takes, you know, I'm not sitting in a room learning for myself all day. You know,
yep.
we learn from the people. We learn from the people.
That would be funny.
That would be funny. Yeah. I mean, that would be really like I would be a guru almost, huh? Just going in, just inside of myself and learning. But yeah, perseverance for me, what it looks like is exactly that. When I struggle, I learned this from David Goggins, and David Goggins is an incredible human being, and he wrote a book. It's called Can't Hurt Me, and I highly recommend that book. And what he talks about in that book is how to callous your mind. Like, we can have calluses on our hand, like when we lift weights and we do hard physical labor. He says you can do the same thing for your mind. And that's only done through suffering. And we're able to shine our soul, buffer our soul, and make it very shiny and make it bright when we suffer. So it almost tells us to not run away from the hard things or the roadblocks, but to run towards them. And knowing that when we get into things like entrepreneurship and get into things like business, that those things are inevitable. So perseverance looks like diving in that fire. For me, it's doing what's uncomfortable. And, you know, my friends that know me, they know that I'm a very conversational person. I like people. But what they don't know is when I talk to people, sometimes I get the butterflies. I get all nervous, start to sweat in the palm of my hands, and they would hear that or hear this and say, "Oh, Taimon, no way. But I feel it every time. In fact, I might feel it, you know, more than the average person, but I know that that's where I need to be because it helps me grow. It teaches me lessons that otherwise I would steer clear of. And I think that it's equipping me with some skills that I really need in life. One thing that also I like to throw in is Dr. Joe Dispenza. He is a neuropsychologist, and he talks about how with persevering, we have to see ourselves on the other end. We have to see ourselves at that end point. And when we do see ourselves at that end point, we meditate on it. We have to feel the joy from it. Because these roadblocks won't last long. They won't last long. So we have to gift ourselves that end goal which we want. So definitely. Do you have anything, any more words to say on perseverance?
No, I feel like I'm just thinking a little bit about what you said just now, and yeah, I'm curious to know though, what was the last kind of thing that you feel like you failed at or you had to persevere at?
Oh, that's a great question. The last thing that I have failed at, I would say the last thing that I failed at was
or persevered through.
Persevered, yeah. It would be being
putting you on the spot, right?
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. I hope the listeners love silence because I got a lot of it. But no,
this cool.
The last thing that I persevered through was being, oh, okay, I got it. Yeah, recruiting for my job. Like I said, I work for a company called Aptiv, and a part of my job description is to sell, but it's also to recruit, and it's to find uncommon people who want to better themselves and want to just basically change their lives financially. And as great as that may sound to you listeners, that is not easy to find. So I was talking with my team leader, who is basically giving me tips on how to recruit people. And he stays in one, I live in the United States. He stays in one part in Utah, which is the West Coast. And I stay in the South. And the South is primarily known to have a stigma for slow developing people. And that's just being honest. It's being brute. We're pretty much like laissez-faire, meaning we don't care about too much. We're just kind of like living, just being. And it's beautiful in a sense. But when it comes to business and entrepreneurship, that means that people don't take a lot of initiative in their life. To tell you a bit of description of the people I'm around, they would rather be raised in the same city that they were born in, find a spouse in that same city, and work a job in that city, and completely just live their life out like that, and not travel, not meet new people, and try new things. So with that mindset, I know the type of people I'm dealing with. It was hard. It was hard for me to find anyone who wanted to do what I did, because what I do involves this. It involves self-reflection. It involves finding strength and persevering through roadblocks. Long story short, I failed a lot. You know, I had a lot of guys who were on the horn who said, yeah, you know, Tay, I want to join you. I want to do it. And then it would come to a certain part of the process of getting them to, you know, paperwork and all this stuff. And then they'll back out. Well, the underlying reason why they backed out is because it involved travel. What I do is involved going to a different place where they were unfamiliar, being uncomfortable, and being around people they don't know. Well, I've persevered because I had to find out, instead of what my attitude was all of these people around me are crazy. I'm the only one like me. that was my attitude. And it didn't help, because what it did was just completely push more people away instead of attract those few diamonds in the rough what I needed. Well, long story short again, I found that diamond. And it was only when I decided to change my mental framing and ask my team lead for help. Hey, what is it that I'm doing wrong? Maybe it's not all the people around me. Maybe it's me. Why can't I attract someone like me? After a bit of soul searching, I found someone. And to this day, we're getting him ready. He's going to come and work and work with me and do exactly what I'm doing. And it's been a blessing, but it was very, very hard, because when you're around a crowd of people who don't have the same mindset of you, it feels very lonely and it's discouraging. But you have to realize that I realize that there's only certain things I can control, and I just put all my focus on that one thing that I can control, and that was myself. So that was an instance.
Yeah, there's a lot of learnings in that, and I think you touched on something which we haven't really throughout this episode, which is when you're going through something, there's a good chance somebody else has been through it or will have a different perspective, and sometimes it's worth having that conversation.
Yeah, very much so. So I'd like to wrap it up. This has been amazing, Hannah. This is going to be one of many, like I told you before, because there's so many more stories that I want to hear about your life. I'm sure my listeners want to know, who is this person, you know? So where can they find you on social media?
I am on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I'm Hannah, HENA101. I need to cough, guys, because I've been ill all week. So just give me a second. I did really well not to cough much throughout this episode. But Yeah, I know. I've been ill. I've been putting this off. I'm like, oh, I'm not ready yet. But yeah, just drop me a message as well when you're on. And yeah, I'm also on Twitter. So Henna again, HENAMH. And yeah, send us a tweet. Love to know what you thought of the message of the of this podcast episode, and if there are any subjects you'd like us to talk about in the future. Because I, yeah, definitely want to do more of these.
Great, great. Yeah. And
what about yourself?
All right. For your listeners and for the people who may never heard of either one of us, you can follow me on Instagram. Yeah. My Instagram is Taymon underscore Bailey, and that's TAYMOND underscore BAILEY. And I'm also really active on Snapchat, and that's at Taymon Bailey. And you can search Thought Acceleration on Instagram. That works as well. And, like she said, give me a DM. Shoot me a DM. I would love to talk about any one of these things. I like to help you with, what you're passionate about and see where I can link you to some resources that may have helped me. Yeah, and this has been great. This is Thought Acceleration times Business with Henna. Fuck it, I'm starting a business. And
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you guys.
See you, guys. Thank you.
Stay tuned.
Bye-bye.